This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Look, this week is CPAC week. If you don't know what it is, I don't know. You've been in a coma, right? It's the largest conservative action committee or convention that we've had. We're expecting to see Vice President Pence there, along with the president, our president, President Trump. And not just ours. Even if you didn't vote for him, he's yours. That simple. And I do appreciate the time you guys spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. Now, what I've done this year, what I'm going to do this year, is I've lined up some guest hosts for you while I'm there, because it's too hard to get it done and get it done right. You know, to really get the people I want to get and get them the time frame I need to get them. So we're going to do a boatload of interviews there and then take them back. And I'm sure you'll have a ball listening to them because I'll have fun with them, you know. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Kimberly will join us after the first break. The news is going crazy in a lot of ways today. And I'm loving it. I think it's just wonderful. You know, you've got Uncle Bernie, socialism is good. I just ask him, he'll tell you. Right? You got Harvey Weinstein, nailed, pardon the term. But if you think about it, right, they got him now, finally. And I love how Harvey, you know, he's guilty. Guilty. But did they really have to go? God bless. Did they really have to go through a trial to figure this one out? I mean, I know we have a right to the trial, and I know that we need to do that. But seriously, people, you don't get much more guilty than this guy is. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. And I hope it doesn't stop here. I hope it keeps going. He's supposed to go back to California. But how unfair is this? Let's talk about this for a second. All these people jump on the bandwagon after the fact, right? They're all running around, you know, me too this, me too that. How much advantage they take of this woman in Hollywood. Some of you were part of this. And you have the guts to think that you have the right to speak out. And you don't. You just don't. And I say that, listen, I say that because you had the opportunity, but to save your own skin, you kept your mouth shut. Women. There were a lot of women that worked for Harvey that could have opened their mouths. No, matter of fact, if anything, they brought these women to the slaughter, so to speak. It's disgusting. And then we're supposed to believe that you actually care about those women that were brought in for Harvey's pleasure, if you would? Come on, honestly. And there's a long list. I think I have it. Let's see if I can pull it up here in a second. But there's a long list of women that are giving thanks to Harvey for their career, for what he did for them. It should have been for what he did to them. It's disgusting. And all of Hollywood was there applauding this man for all the wonderful things he did for women. Oh, my God. And then you wonder why I jokingly say, and these people have no right to speak. Absolutely none. You shouldn't be giving them, I don't even know why you go to their movies anymore. Why do you give them the money and the accolades so they can go feeling great about themselves when they're part of this, not just pedophilia, but they're part of this ring that does nothing but take advantage of women, and then the left applauds these people, loves these people, and we're supposed to believe that you really care about the kids, right? Seriously. I think I got this thing worked out. Maybe we can make this happen. Let's see. Wouldn't that be cool, right? No, that's not going to work. That would have been too easy. There you go. Okay, maybe now. God bless. I hate technology.
Bird Box, a movie where people survive by acting like they don't see a thing. Sort of like working for Harvey Weinstein. You did it. You did it. So.
This is at the award ceremonies, and you got to hear this. This is great.
Oh.
Finally, I'd like to thank Harvey Weinstein. The Punisher, that's his nickname. The Punisher, yes.
Harvey, if I keep thanking you in public, people will think we're having an affair.
Why not? He was with everybody else.
But nonetheless, if you're choosing sides in the playground before a scrap, I would like to have Harvey Weinstein and Graham King on my side.
Harvey Weinstein, Bob Weinstein, God bless them.
My friends at Miramax for making this film, especially Harvey. And, Harvey, thank you for killing whoever you had to kill to get me up here today. And to Harvey Weinstein, the tough guy on
the one who only raped me twice. I want to thank him for helping me. These people are serious. We're supposed to take these people seriously? This is what scum looks like when it's talking.
Playground with the biggest heart. Thank you for saying you'd do anything for your friends and you always...
No. What he said was he'd do anything to his friends, not for them. Anyway, Joe Mancini, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. Kimberly Morin will join me after the break. I may drag her into this. This is a lot of fun. We'll be right back. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mancini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mancini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
You're gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back. Permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
But after dinner, don't put any of those old cheap moves on me.
No.
It's different.
I have all new cheap moves.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. Let me bring her on real quick because I'm going to make her sick in a second. Kimberly Marin joins me. She's with us every week on the show, and I really so much appreciate her time with us. And Kimberly, you know what I'm talking about, right? I mean, you heard.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, isn't that wonderful?
I did. I was listening.
Go ahead.
It's just disgusting, you know. And you know what's the worst part is that after, you know, when all this came out about Weinstein, that's when we discovered after the fact that all these people all around Hollywood knew what a disgusting, monstrous pig he is. They all knew it. And they didn't do a damn thing about it.
Yeah, but shouldn't,
that's
shouldn't
what's disgusting.
The women, there were women associates that worked for Weinstein that brought these women, like, you know, leading lamb to the slaughter into his office and hotel rooms and such. Like, why aren't they going to jail for this? Why aren't they being held responsible for this? Or am I just asking for too much, you know?
No, I think they all should. Anyone who participated, quote unquote, in this, the criminal acts that he committed should be held responsible.
I agree.
If they brought women to him, if they, you know, didn't help them out when they tried to get out, I don't know, whatever. But they should all be held responsible, in my opinion, as accessories, accomplices.
So I want you to enjoy with me some segments from these award ceremonies. Now, many of these women, I won't say a majority of or a lot, but many of these women were sexually assaulted by him. Okay, it was the only way they could get into the movies. And when you hear them, you've got keep your throw-up bucket close by. Okay? Hold on.
Tough guy on the playground with the biggest heart. Thank you for saying you'd do anything for your friends, and you always do. Thank you.
And then, what he meant was he would do anything to his friends, not so much for his friends. Hold on.
Harvey Weinstein.
Harvey and Bob Weinstein.
Thank you, Harvey Weinstein.
I want to thank Harvey and Bob Weinstein, my agent, Kevin Uvain, and God, Harvey Weinstein. The Punisher. Old Testament, I guess.
I can't stand her. I can't think of her name. If you're looking on the
Meryl
screen,
Streep?
Meryl Streep, that's her. I mean, just lost, so lost in the sauce, calling him God. I mean, isn't that perfect? I mean, well, he would be their God, right? I mean, this is so sick.
It's damn it. You know, it's interesting because, you know, for years, everyone knew, oh, yeah, you know, you have to sleep, you know, sometimes you have to sleep, you know, to get it, go on the casting couch,
that's
quote, unquote,
the
right?
Casting couch,
but
right.
That was, I mean, that's totally wrong, but that's somebody who was willing. These women are saying that this man raped them.
Well,
that's a huge difference between two consensual adults getting something from each other. Because they, you know, it's almost like being a prostitute. But these women claim that he raped them.
But wait a minute, can we be honest about this? This is like prostitution. Look, they're giving it up so they can get, they become multimillionaires in these movies or what have you. They talk constantly about women being taken advantage of in the workplace while they're being taken advantage of themselves and they're leading others to the slaughter. And this is okay.
Oh, no. I'm not saying it's okay. What
no,
I'm
not
saying
you,
is...
them.
No, but what I'm saying is there is a difference between being raped and not a willing participant and selling yourself to get something in return.
Look at Harvey
difference.
Weinstein. Could you ever be a willing participant? Let's hear more.
No, you know,
hold on.
We were talking... my husband and I were talking about this today, and he's like, the guy was a multimillionaire. Why didn't he just buy hookers? Seriously.
I know.
I mean,
got it.
Nevada isn't that far. He could get legal hookers.
There you go.
Nevada.
Yeah.
You know?
No, I'm with you.
Like, I don't understand why you would be such an evil person to rape women when you're in a position where you could...
And you don't have to.
Yeah.
You don't
have to. You could, I mean, granted, none of the women probably would.
It was a power trip. You know that. It was nothing
more. Of course
more
it was. It's rape is,
trip,
rape is
right?
Not about actual sex. It's about power. Yes,
that's
I get
right.
that.
Yeah. So hold on 1 second. You got to hear the rest of this.
Especially the bomber Weinstein.
Gwyneth Paltrow. Looks like she's just, God bless her.
My godfather.
Is it better than I
sometimes
do?
Sometimes I call him Jennifer. It's a pet name.
Okay.
I would like to thank Harvey Weinstein.
Harvey Weinstein, who believed in us and made this movie.
Harvey, thank you to Harvey.
Harvey Weinstein for his commitment.
And to Harvey Weinstein and everyone at Miramax.
Denise Harvey Weinstein.
Harvey Weinstein and Lawrence Bender.
These are the same group of hypocrites that call out President Trump for the stuff that he supposedly has done to women, said to women, or paid women off. They said nothing about Billy Bob Clinton. They said nothing about Hillary sticking up for her husband raping those women. They glorified Harvey Weinstein, and they tear up on Trump, which shows you what a bunch of hypocrite lowlifes they actually are. Do you agree with me?
Yeah. Oh, no, absolutely. But it's not just that, Joe. By turning their heads on this, they harm women. They harm actual victims. And for those women who still, you know, thanked him, oh, they said they loved him and whatever, and then claimed later that he raped them, what were you thinking? Why didn't you talk about it then? Was your career that much more important?
Yep.
How many other women were raped because you didn't say anything?
Listen, it's no different than that bonehead. I don't even know who she was. She got up, she held up a trophy, and she said, I would have never had this if I didn't kill my first child. I mean,
oh my God,
remember that? That piece of metal,
horrifying.
That piece of steel, horrifying. My God. But this is who we bow down to. We go to the movies, we rent their movies.
No, don't say this we stuff.
All right.
I don't even watch movies, rarely.
Okay. How's that? You happy now?
So you're right. Society is a bunch of suckers, okay?
Well, hypocrites.
You're right.
We are hypocrites. For the most part.
Because you're right. Because you know, sometimes you know, people do have boycotts and bicots and all that different stuff.
Right.
But why is Hollywood? These people are still getting paid big money because we're still going to the theater. You're right.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're going to talk about the debates that are coming up. I don't know, the food fight, debate, whatever you want. Yes, I'm going to make you sick. Too bad. We'll deal with it the other side
of
the break.
No, I love them.
Joel, senior host, will be back in just a little bit. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Concerns over the coronavirus spreading send stocks sharply lower. The market taking a major hit. The Dow dropping more than 1,000 points, the third largest points drop in its history. The NASDAQ down 355 points. The S&P 500 down almost 112 points. President Trump in India with an optimistic tweet about all of this. The coronavirus is very much under control in the USA, the president writes. We are in contact with everyone in all relevant countries. CDC and World Health have been working hard and very smart. Stock market starting to look very good to me, exclamation point. In other news, a winter storm watch issued for the Midwest as heavy snow expected, 6 to 12 inches predicted in Great Lakes, Northern Illinois, and Southern Wisconsin. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
How apropos that Dean Martin comes in, right? That's the way to do it, though.
How lucky can one guy be?
You've got to make it worse for them. And this is what I keep telling you, Republicans who think that playing by the rules, being gentlemen, you're idiots. That's what I'm going to label you. You idiots, because there's nothing else to label you anymore. We keep trying to play by the, Marcus of Queensbury rules, and they're playing guerrilla warfare. And then you wonder why we lose and we don't get our point across. No. Look, short of doing it illegally, don't. But you need to get down and dirty. You need to get in the mud with them. You need to do what they're doing to a big degree. Because that's the only way you're going to win. And don't give me that holier-than-thou thing. You know why? Because it doesn't work. When they elect a woman that is living in a thruple, okay, is heading up the Me Too movement, and yet she's verbally abusing the woman she's with, and the Democrats hold her up as a saint, they're full of malarkey. That way I can stay on the air, okay? That means you people have absolutely no credibility. We just played a clip how in Hollywood, while this man was sexually assaulting and raping women, the same women that were screaming about the Me Too movement, and they didn't call out the same guy that was doing it to them. You're a bunch of hypocrites. Nothing you say has any meaning or holds any water. Let me bring her in before I split up something. Anyway, Kimberly Moran joins me as she does every week to kick the week off. My God, I can't stand it. I got a lot to talk about, can you tell?
I'm sure you always do, even if you weren't in politics.
So thank you. I appreciate that. But I mean, do you see the hypocrisy is like this shining light, shining beams of light, explosions going off all over the place, showing you what's happening, and they cover.
They always do. Look, we've talked about this before. If Democrats weren't hypocrites, they'd have. Wait, I'm saying it wrong. They don't have standards.
Yeah.
They don't. You know, they have standards for everybody else but themselves.
Yep.
You know.
Yeah, I got it.
And they talk out of one side of their mouth while doing something completely the opposite on the other side.
Okay.
Right.
Yep.
Always.
Yep. No, I agree. They just don't stop. Hey, listen, You know, I've been saying for the last couple of months that one of the biggest issues, and it's never been before, it's always been taboo. We're told to stay away from it. Don't lead with it. But now what's polling is one of the biggest issues is abortion on the ballot. Okay? And I've been saying this all year long. This is going to be a big deal. Because one side calls it, you know, choice, freedom of choice. The other side calls it the sanctity of life. We have finally learned how to do this, right? You know, when they pass taxes, these big, massive taxes here in California, they always say it's for the kids, it's for school safety,
better
schools, right? And you know, we don't see any of the money, or very little of it. Very little of it trickles down to us. So this is what I was saying to you earlier. We now have to start doing that. We have to play the game the same way. So Mitch McConnell, gotta love this guy. I mean, a lot of people can't stand him, but he has decided now to bring the abortion issue to the Senate floor, because there's been bills passed on it already, right? And it's to restrict, simply the ones he's bringing forward should be easy ones. Restrict late-term abortions, okay, and partial birth abortions and post-birth abortions. I want to see the Dems vote against this.
Oh, my senators in New Hampshire are already complaining about it. They're whining about it. Because, see, here's the thing, Joe. What they'll do, what every single Democrat will do, is lie about the actual legislation.
Sure.
And they will say that it's just trying to infringe upon a woman's right to choose. They won't explain about elective late-term abortion. They won't explain that they want abortion on demand for any reason up until the day before a mother is due to give birth. Yep. They won't explain that if there is a late-term abortion and the baby lives, that they want that baby to be able to still die. So they won't explain any of that.
Nope. Well, no, you know what they
do? And what they don't...
When that comes through, they'll say that, well, that really never happens.
That's always what they say. That never happens. Okay, then it's not a big deal confirming into law that it should not happen. They're lying. Let me tell you something, Joe. New Hampshire has zero limits on abortion.
Yeah, I know.
None. For all we know, and we don't, the Democrats never vote to have us report on abortion statistics. For all we know, we're a late-term abortion destination.
Oh, yeah.
Seriously.
No. California is. No question about it. We know we are. We've seen it come through.
Oh,
so,
my God.
You know, we've seen the numbers. It's not that hard to figure out. They infuriate. And now they're mad. You ready for this? The two things that Governor Nuisance has done. So, President Trump has signed an executive order releasing water from Northern California, forcing it to be released from Northern California to the farmers.
In the valley?
In the valley, right?
Oh! So,
oh, no, no. Don't get too excited yet. Breathe deep for a second here, okay? So what does Newsom and the AG do? Right away, they're filing a lawsuit against Trump because he has no right to release water to farmers to grow food for Californians. I'm not joking. I am dead serious. These people have nothing better to do. Number two, so, you know, the Department of Justice is now filing a lawsuit against California and the AG because they're using federal money. They're using federal money to, to pay for abortions on college campuses. Think about that.
What?
Okay. Well, you know that's illegal. It's against the law.
Yeah.
Right? So President Trump sends the DOJ on them. Now they're going to fight that. Or California. So they're spending all this tax money to fight laws that are already in place. They don't think any of this, they think none of these laws apply to them. Absolutely not.
Wow.
So it's just, I'm sorry. I love that stuff. I just love that stuff. You know, whatever.
So this is the thing that the pro-abortion crowd doesn't seem to grasp, that even if people are pro-choice, a majority of pro-choice people, women, believe in limits on abortion. They don't believe you should be able to get an abortion when you're 9 months pregnant the day before you get due to give birth for any reason. They don't believe that.
Oh, I know.
And a lot of and something I discovered after all those videos came out about the abortion, remember, about Planned Parenthood selling human baby body parts, which is what they were doing?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
So when those videos came out, and
of course, the court said those videos were real. Those videos, horrified, if they would watch them, not all of them would even bother watching them, horrified a lot of people, because you got to understand, people, even people who are pro-choice, don't really know what an abortion does. They know
no.
it.
You're right. You're exactly right.
They know.
It's a ball of cells that's removed.
Exactly.
You know, sucked out like a bad tooth.
Right. They you know? Think nothing of it because that's what they've been told for all these years. So when they do find out what is actually going on, then people get really they're horrified. Yeah. You know, if you're done within, you know, if you get one within the first certain amount of weeks, it's not formed like after a certain amount of weeks. You know what I mean? But
yeah,
still.
But you know, the heartbeat, some of these heartbeat bills that people are fighting, it's like, well, wait a minute. Anything else, an animal, whatever, where you stop the heartbeat, in most cases, it's illegal. It's against the law. You've killed that species, that person, that thing. The only place that doesn't count is when it's a baby.
Let's face reality. If people were aborting puppies, it would be made illegal instantly. We know that's true.
Well, you know it's coming out of California. You know it's coming out of California. You watch. You watch. Watch what happens. I mean, heck, look at if you kill a dog, right? I mean, if you get rid of a dog, kill a dog, do whatever, and I know there's a whole bunch of dog lovers out there. For some odd reason, you can go to jail for that. If you get two dogs in a fight and you allow them to fight till one dies, you can go to jail for that. But yet you can leave a baby on a table to die, and it's okay. No big deal. Sick.
It is really, truly sick. This is not what was intended with Roe v. Wade.
No.
At all. And, you know, they used to say, and I don't think they say it anymore, we want abortion, but it's going to be safe and rare. We want it to be safe and rare.
You're right. That's what they used to say.
It's neither.
Yep.
Women have died. Babies have been left to die that were born alive. You know, finally people are coming out and showing some of the stuff that really, truly does happen.
Yeah, but you heard they put out there that there's all kinds of stories out there that it's actually more dangerous to give birth than it is to have an abortion.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
isn't that great?
Those.
I love those.
Yeah.
Anyway, well, they know nobody does any research. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far.
Right.
We're going to talk about last week's Democrats' food fight and the upcoming one tomorrow night. We'll be back in a minute. Joe Mancini, your host.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Welcome, swingers. Pull up a groove and get fabulous.
I can't watch this because it's creepy and wrong and sick. However, I will watch out of curiosity.
The real side. Now, Joe Messina.
This shit, that ice cold Michelle fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls.
Yeah, we are back. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Kimberly, I don't think Kimberly will enjoy me. She does after the break. We'll just bring her in. I'll get a kick out of this. You're probably way too young. Do you remember Lucifer's in Harvard Square in Boston?
No. What was it?
It was like a really nasty, just at the end of disco, moving into the next phase of dancing. It was bad.
No, I did not. I've never heard of it.
With, God. You know what a Rolodex
there's some
is?
Really great. There were some really, really good hole-in-the-wall places in Boston.
Oh, There was all kinds, you know, you had that College Row down there, and you had all these underground clubs all over the place, and you're right, they were great.
The Ratskeller, remember the Rat?
Oh, yeah, and what was the other place, there were a couple of them, anyway.
The Channel. I saw the Ramones at the Channel.
Anything you wanted, and I do mean anything you wanted when you went to those clubs.
Okay, I behaved myself.
Yeah, sure. I don't doubt it. Yeah, anyhow.
I did. I can honestly say I behaved myself at those clubs.
Okay. We'll move on. All right, come see your host. Always a pleasure. Kimberly Marin joins me. She does every week to kick the, you know, we got to talk about the debates from last week. And this, so last week, it wasn't even a debate. It was really a food fight. They came out of the chute last week and went right after Bloomberg. And the look on his face like was like, what the heck are you people doing here, right?
Oh, it was phenomenal. It was, that debate last Tuesday was one of the best debates I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Not because it provided any value, but because it provided lots of entertainment.
Oh, yeah.
We basically watch them now and laugh, and I'll tweet, you know, random tweets, but wow. Just wow on that debate. Like, yeah, but they were all...
Come on. Bloomberg, yeah, one of the best lines of the night was when Bernie was going off, and he looked at him and says, the socialists with three houses.
Yes,
what
that
am
was
I missing
hilarious.
Here? Right? That was a great yep. line. And
one of them is just a camp. One of them is just a camp.
Yes, because everybody I know who has no money owns a camp, right?
Yeah.
And what did he say? He said, like most Vermonters, I have a summer camp. Let me tell you what. I know a lot of people from Vermont, New Hampshire, Maine. They don't have a summer camp, you know? I mean,
yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh,
you know, they might have summer camping, but they don't have a camp, quote-unquote.
Bingo. So, yeah, well, it's the way they, play with the words, right?
Yeah, and his supporters will fight tooth and nail. Well, he earned it. Yes, that's right. He earned it from his writing his books or whatever. Why is beyond me.
Well,
it's
he
like,
earned
yes,
it.
Do you get it yet?
Yeah, yeah. He earned it. He earned it by backing down away from Hillary. That's how he earned it.
Yeah, oh, that was the, wasn't that a $600,000 camp, quote unquote?
Oh, listen, do you remember when he was giving the, I won't call it a concession speech, but he was trying to tell people to get behind Hillary, and his group of people that were there, the supporters, were screaming like, no, no, and they were booing, and he had a petrified death look on his face, like, no, 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 you got to stop, you got to stop, we're gonna get behind, because she's going to be the candidate, we're going to get behind, and he's going on, but he looks petrified. I'm thinking, she told him, you get up there, and you get your people on my side, or they're going to find you in pieces all over the place tomorrow morning. I'm sure that's what she said to him.
Hey, you know what? The Democrats reaped what they sowed, and I'm going to keep reminding him of it every single chance I get.
You're right.
He's not even a Democrat. You let him run in your little game. You should have just made him run as an independent, as a third party, which would have hurt them anyway, but whatever. You built it. Now you're going to lay in that bed.
He's got the... They let him caucus. They let him caucus with them. He's not a Democrat, but they let him caucus with them, right?
They let him caucus with the Democrats because he has no one else to caucus with.
Right. So, but you know, what about Klobuchar? Did she not sound like a jilted high school lover or something? The way she was going, like, you know, you're making me sound dumb. I know what the name of the Mexican president is.
Are you saying I'm dumb, Pete?
She went on like she was. She memorized all these names of presidents from all these countries just to show that she can do it. I'm thinking, oh, my God.
So
go home.
You know what? People make mistakes. I get it. She shouldn't have made that mistake, given she was on, wasn't it Telemundo?
Yeah, that was good. That was perfect.
So that she shouldn't have made that mistake there. Like, if anything, you remember, especially since he does have, like, four names, you remember certain things, you know, about at least the high-ranking officials, right?
Right.
In the Spanish world, quote-unquote. So, but she could have just said, oh, you know what? I can't remember. For the life of me, I cannot remember, and I know it. I just can't remember. I'm human.
I'm
Whatever.
Having a moment. You know how it goes. Give me a second. I'll pull up the name.
Right.
That would have been forgivable, don't you think?
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, people make mistakes all the time. But when you're running for president, you got to kind of be careful on what mistakes you make because it gets plastered all over the place.
So
that
so
can be used as fodder.
So here's a party and a group of people that despises white people. They despise rich people. They despise those that have lived out the American dream. And they're going to have Tom Steyer, a billionaire hedge fund person that they all have railed against for years. They've got Bloomberg, another old rich white guy, totally out of touch with reality, doesn't think poor people should have money because they'll hurt themselves. Right?
Yeah, that's true. That's so true.
Right? I mean, seriously, you've got, what's her name, Pocahontas up there. I don't know if she's a multimillionaire, but to get paid $500,000 a year.
She's a multimillionaire.
Is she?
She is.
All right. So
yes.
Another one. Although, here, watch me get the hate mail. Here's now an old white woman who is a multimillionaire. Where's all this diversity I keep hearing about?
Yeah. I don't know.
Well, you got a Jew.
I don't know.
You got an old Jew up there. The rest of them aren't. So there you go. There's your diversity right there.
Well, Pete Buttigieg is gay.
Yeah. So?
So. I guess that's the diversity. Two women.
Did you see the letter? Did you see the news? I think it was the newspaper or the news source in the area they lived in. And they were talking about what the people were saying there when he was mayor. They hate him. Did you know that?
Yeah. He was useless. He was awful.
Yeah.
They couldn't see it. The guy couldn't run a city the size of about 100,000 people.
Yep.
And he's going to run the country?
Yep.
No.
No.
No. He's not going anywhere. He didn't do well in Nevada. He's not going to do well in South Carolina.
No, but there were voting irregularities in Nevada. Didn't you hear what he said?
Oh, God. Was it it's Russia so nice. Again?
Listen, it's so nice to see them doing it to each other, isn't it?
Yes. Yes.
Because you know it's coming. It's,
oh, yeah. Well, Russia. Will they blame Russia?
They already
Somebody
have.
Already said, yes. They said Russia was trying to interfere on Bernie's behalf.
Yeah.
Right?
Right. So,
which would make sense because Bernie loves commies. So
he loved the way that the Russians dealt with young kids. And I'm thinking, wow, you're a sick man.
Yeah. Talk to the people who had to flee any of those areas, not just Russia, not just the Soviet Union, but Ukraine, etc. Talk to them.
They never would.
I almost said a bad word.
They never would, though, would they? They don't. They don't. They
well,
never
they don't
talk about
care,
the reality.
Joe.
Yes, sure. Okay, you got me.
They don't care. Somebody was just talking about, I just saw an article, and it was a couple years old, but it was an article that said that single-payer health care in the UK is so bad that people, 4.3 million people, and this was 2 years ago, so it's probably worse now, like 4.3 million people were waiting to get surgery. And they were waiting for months and months and months because there wasn't enough workers to work in the state-run system. They got paid better working in private organizations doing something completely different. That's what they want here. Single payer hasn't worked anywhere it's been put into place. It's horrifying. And the care that we get today would never happen. It would totally collapse. And people have already complained about the bad, not getting as good of care under Obamacare.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. But
you know, Democrats have been screwing up our health insurance since FDR. They need to step away.
Oh, yeah. Listen, what's the thing? They did the numbers on unemployment. They did the numbers on poverty. Poverty was on its way down until Lyndon Baines Johnson decided he needed to do something about
it.
Right?
Yep.
And then
yep.
we saw a marked increase in a very short period of time. It's like, hello?
Yep. Poverty was already on its way down for everyone.
Yep.
And they put their stupid social programs into place, and it kept poverty grew.
I know.
It grew.
It's disgusting. All right. Well, I'm glad we got to what we wanted to get to. We got to go. Tell people where to find you.
GraniteRock.com and ConservativeIND on Twitter.
Oh, perfect. All right, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen, next hour, we're going to have a Bernie hour. We're going to have so much fun with the hypocrisy of Bernie Sanders. We'll be back in a little bit. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.